must be delighted with the result and the performance.
Yeah, I think it's at this stage of the season, the result overrides everything, but to have such a strong performance says everything about the lads. You know, I think we spoke yesterday about the importance of looking after our own business and don't be looking for other people for favours, because normally when that is the case, it doesn't get the job done, and it's important that we deal with what we've got to deal with, and that was dealing with a lot of tension on the game, but it never showed in the performance. We spoke about trying to enjoy the opportunity that's there. A lot of times in your careers you play in relegation battles, you're injured, or you're playing at this time of the season in the hunt to play for. We've got to try and enjoy being where we are and work towards trying to be successful this season, and that was another step towards it, but we've still got work to do. Such is the way, we've got to try and replicate something similar that we had today in the remaining games. I know, obviously I worked with Neil Alexander. I said the goalies were rotten until you turned up and started coaching them. and I mean that as a joke. But some of the saves the boy made were terrific. Thought we were a wee bit wasteful as well. It's a combination of both, to be honest. But, you know, we passed up chance after chance after chance. It was great we got the second goal when we did. But we were good for 2-0 in the day. It was two going on a lot more, truth be told. And against a team who have been in such good form under John the last wee while. And even at 2-0, they've got players on that you still keep you on your toes. They just need that half moment to try and make the narrative of the game go differently. So we had to be fully concentrated, fully focused. The subs helped keep the energy in the team. But we had some strong individual performances there. It was a big team performance, but within that there was some brilliant individual performances, and it pleases me no end that we're able to deal with that type of game, because when we first came in here it was aimed at the players that they didn't enjoy playing at home. Home games were a wee bit anxiety about them, and you know, I just feel as though our home form of late has allowed us to be in the position we're in, and it's important that we continue that now and try and go right through the line. But performances like today give me a real pleasure, to be honest.
Six consecutive home wins has really been paramount in the running.
Yeah, the form we're on, I think, thanks John, I think it's 7 wins and 2 draws the last 9 games, and as you say, that home form has been pivotal. Nobody has ever been successful without being strong at home. It's over the course of the season, if you're no good at home, you're going to come up short. And for us, you know, when we first came in, it was something that we spoke about, something we tried to address, that the supporters have played their part. I think they're enjoying the commitment of the team. I think they're enjoying obviously seeing the team winning, which helps. But we want the players to wake up on Saturday morning desperate to get to Rugby Park and deal with the game, and they dealt with it today. Alright, thank you.
Thanks, Derek. Cheers.